He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
The thing that I love about advertising and branding just in general is it's dependent on what you're actually advertising, right? I mean, there needs to be an emotional connection, for me at least. I mean, and I'm definitely, I love our brand. I really do. I love our brand. I love our company. Anybody who knows me knows that it's been such a big part of my life. And it's exciting to be able to tell a story about something that means a lot to you. But it's also exciting to be able to hear the stories back from other people of what the brand has meant to them.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
What's up, all my Slick Talkers? This episode is brought to you by my friends at Hostfully. Now, these are the days where enough is enough with managing multiple calendars for your properties in order just to make sure you don't get double booked. And not having a website for your guests to get to know your story and book direct? You can stop stressing, at least a little bit, and check out my friends at Hostfully. Hostfully was created by hosts for hosts, and they understand the importance of centralizing operations, inboxes, calendars, and of course, keeping up with the times and the industry data. You can go to hostfully.com, use my code SLICKTALK20 to get access to their digital guidebooks and their property management software. I use them as well, and I love the simplicity of their product. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. Now sit back and enjoy. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast, and I'm your host, Will Slickers. I am so excited to have Alex Huesner with Condo World today on the show. It's always a pleasure to, I think the saying I always say is, every week is a good week because we have a great guest, and that's still the same today. So, Alex, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing great. Well, thank you so much for having me here today. I've been a big fan of the podcast, started listening probably about a year ago, I'd say. And I love the stories that you tell in here and the guests and, you know, different connections that you're able to make by bringing different industries together and into one. So it's been great, but very happy to be here.
Thank you so much. It's so cool to see the full circle come into play. And we have a mutual friend, I believe, from one of my favorite podcasts, Fuel Hotel Marketing Podcast, Stuart Butler. And that's kind of how, like, I think not originally how we started to get to know each other, but we have a little soundbite that we've used on the show before about him calling the Joe Rogan of hospitality. And then you asked me about that, like, on our pre-interview. I just thought that was really funny because it's such a small world to see that. I've never met you until like we were in this LinkedIn group chat thing, and then boom, now it's like, oh, all the dots are connecting. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when I first started listening to your podcast, I thought it was more hotel based, and I'm not sure if I had seen, it could have been something that Stuart or Fuel had posted, and that's why I was thinking that. But then when I started listening to more of your guests, I realized, okay, it actually is, you know, very much vacation rental theme here. But I was surprised when I heard the sound bite from Stuart. I thought, okay, I guess they know each other, but hopefully Stuart knows that he's in the intro to the show, all good.
It's so funny. That's great. Well, I'm excited to jump in because, from our discussions that your business with Condo World and what you guys do in this space is really unique, I think, in my opinion. And I would love to just kind of jump into your story and how you got one into the industry. But then, of course, what does Condo World do and how are you guys kind of making a shift in the industry with everything going on this past like year and a half?
Yeah, absolutely. So Condo World, we are a vacation rental management company in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we've been in business since 1985. And really, you know, for the large majority of the years we've been in business have operated as a true traditional vacation rental business, that we have our managed inventory, which is approximately 600 oceanfront condos. But then we also have the technology side of our business, which has really grown over the years. I've been with Condo World now for, I believe, 12 years. So I got, when I first came on board, this was really, you know, when digital marketing was surpassing traditional marketing. And previously, you know, before my time, the owner of our company, his name is Roy Clyburn, he's 86 now. So, I mean, 12 years ago, he was still a little bit up there in age, but he handled all the marketing for, you know, the early years of the business. And marketing at that point was you did a big brochure and you did some newspaper ads and some radio. And that's really all you had to do to get your name out there. And so as things started to turn, he realized obviously that he needed somebody, you know, in-house that was going to be able to keep their eye on, you know, where trends were going and how we were going to be able to grow and keep up with the industry. And I worked at a advertising agency and worked there during the recession, which that was, you know, 2008, 2009, terrible time to be out trying to sell any type of advertising. And really the only good client that I got in that year was Condo World. And we got them to start doing some pay-per-click advertising and so a couple other different projects and, you know, built a great relationship with their team here. And so when Roy got to that point that he just knew something needed to make a change, he, you know, asked me to come on full time, which was definitely one of the best decisions I've made in my professional career. So it's been a wonderful tenure being here. And there's a lot of different things that we do where we've got the traditional side of the business, but as I alluded to earlier, the technology side is probably where the growth of the business is going to continue to go. We are also we call it an OTA or a hybrid OTA model. So we book reservations for using our technology website booking engine for other resorts and rental companies using the Condo World brand. And really at the end of the day, everything that we're able to do as a company comes back to having the brand that we have. And that was one thing that was, you know, very, very good in the early years when I started here was that we had a great brand, a fabulous name. Nobody has to wonder what we do. I mean, Condo World is yeah. probably the best name if you're renting condos to have. So we had a great name and we had an established brand. And then it was, you know, when I came on, it was time to take it to that next level. But having that brand has allowed us to grow in every direction that we want to. And on the technology side, that has been in, you know, offering these other services, marketing and reservations and technology to our partners in ways where we feel like there's good synergies that we can help, you know, work together collaboratively.
No, I love that. I love that so much. And I had an immediate question that pops in my head, and we've talked about marketing on the show before, but since that you are the CMO of Condo World, I figured this would be a great question for you. And for me, I immediately think as you say all that was how big, like from when you first jumped in and, you know, started learning the marketing side and digital marketing really started to take over, how much do you think brand actually played into your guys' growth, whether it was through reservations and management or now into the technology side that you're talking about? Like, what is the key brand, what do you call it, standout feature that you would say is the key to success with that?
Well, yes, it's a tough, I could probably talk about that all day, to be honest, because there's a lot of different ways you could take that. But I mean, from our experience, I mean, truly having the name is so important. And, you know, Roy always tells the story that when he started the business in 1985, he had sold another manufacturing business in North Carolina and moved down here. And 1985 is a year that a lot of vacation rental companies, a lot of businesses really started along the Grand Strand. And there was maybe like one or two rental companies, but it definitely was nothing as prolific as it is now. But it was still kind of unclear how you really rented condos back then or how you rented vacation rentals, even though they were around. It was just, you know, kind of in its infancy. And you know, he decided to do this as a business, and he was driving back home one weekend after being down here working on some plans. And he's talking to his wife in the car, and he said, you know, this, the most important thing I can figure out is the name of this business. What should we call it? And he didn't want to call it Clyburn Vacation Rentals or Clyburn Realty. Like he wanted it. He didn't want it to be just a namesake of his name. He wanted it to be something that would allow for potential growth in the future. And you know, being a true businessman, entrepreneur, he made the right decision. So his wife said, he tells a story and she's reading her book in the car and she looks over her book and she says, why don't you call it Condo World? And he said he almost drove off the road because he was like, that is the best name ever. That's great. So went back, trademarked it, and you know, they were off to the races. But when I came on board on the brand side, that was, you know, prior to the one agency that I worked at for a year prior to coming in here. Mm-hmm. My background is definitely in branding. I went to school for it. My family has been in advertising and branding and marketing. And I always knew I would do something under that realm. So that's something that I'm passionate about. But one of the first things we had to do when I first came on board was really, you know, pull in all these different assets. There were multiple versions of our logo and everything looked different. And it just, it didn't have that streamlined effect. And I thought, my gosh, like there's so much potential with this, but we really have to, you know, start from ground zero to get these different assets aligned. So we rebranded the look of the company. We redid the logo, the identity package, and then slowly started adding things into all of our marketing. So, you know, changing the website to reflect that look and feel and all the different marketing that we had out there. And, you know, it all came together quite well, but it's definitely not something that happens overnight. And I think the good thing at this point was we had a lot of trust from, at that point, you know, 25 years or so of guest history. We had, you know, hundreds of thousands of guests that had stayed with us and a lot of trust and a lot of great relationships. So now it was a point of making sure our name is, you know, 100% clear in those guests' mind as the, you know, number one choice for if you're going to book a condo, you want to go to Condo World. And digital allowed us to do that, right? I mean, at that point, 2008, 2009, 10, when we're really getting started with all this, Vrbo had just kind of had started popping on the scene then, HomeAway, Airbnb was a little bit early on that, but these big brands in travel started emerging. And I truly believe the secret to our success was, and to be able to continue to be as successful as we have been, has been in the brand and in the name, that we've been able to keep our name out there and compete, you know, right against, you know, some of those big players.
No, that's a really good point. And you'd be surprised. Like, I love that you brought up the branding package, because for me, I'm a visual person. So in order to in order to see or hear like what Slick Talk was going to be, I needed a logo. I needed something to look at. Right. And as like opposite as a lot of people think as that is, it actually really does help set a really good foundation. So with you, I want to ask like a kind of a two-parter question, but what makes what's your favorite thing about marketing and all this stuff that we just talked about? Cause you just said, you know, advertising background with your family and you knew you were going to get into it, but like, what's the one thing that really draws you to it? And then, part two would be for a branding package. What's your go-to like step? I guess I'm just curious.
Okay. So the thing that I love about advertising and branding just in general is it's dependent on what you're actually advertising, right? I mean, there needs to be an emotional connection, for me at least. I mean, and I'm definitely, I love our brand. I really do. I love our brand. I love our company. You know, anybody who knows me knows it's been such a big part of my life. And it's exciting to be able to tell a story about something that means a lot to you. But it's also exciting to be able to hear the stories back from other people of what the brand has meant to them. And we do a lot of different things with, we use a company called Flip2 that does, it's a photo sharing experience where guests, when they check out, they can post a picture with a memory of their trip. And I go through them probably about twice a week. And that's one of the things that I would never delegate to anybody else in the organization, because I love going through them. And I love hearing what people say about the experience. And when I say love, that just seems, it's amazing. That's the word that I hear the most in these positive comments, is that They love our check-in experience. They love the customer service. They love seeing the familiar faces. That, you know, we have virtually zero turnover in our company and in our reservation staff. And I think the least or the employee that's been here the least long is maybe 5 years ago. So I mean, we've got a very consistent staff that has built those relationships with our guests, with our homeowners. So, you know, being able to see that emotional connection, you know, with the people that are actually, you know, buying your service, is that's the fuel that keeps me going for sure. And then to be able to see what it does for everybody here is great. But as far as the branding side of it, or the what was the second question?
That's good. No, I really do like want to touch on that, because that's super cool that you like, we don't get to see that in vacation rentals, whether it's condos, single family homes, you name it. We don't really get to see the guest as much in the human to human side. Like, we get a lot of touch points with, you know, communications through whether it's Airbnb or our own, you know, our own platform or whatever. But, you know, versus a hotel, you have that opportunity to see the guests at check-in, see them throughout their stay as they're walking to the restaurant, or even check out. But getting to go through their like memories throughout their trip that they're sharing with you exclusively, not just on social media, that's pretty cool. Like, that's a really special, I think, moment just for, and I'm glad that you said it's like the fuel that drives you, because I could see, you know, for us in the vacation rental world, not being able to have as much guest human to human interaction could be right. Can get like a little tedious, where it's just like, what are we doing this for again? It kind of maybe helps keep that, that fire burning, which is really cool.
Yeah. And that's one thing that, we've been hesitant to, you know, dive, you know, completely in on with digital locks and, you know, just getting the people directly to the condo, not coming to our office. And I know in, you know, in some cases that's looked at as kind of behind the times or old school, but I mean, there's nothing that's behind the times about our business. We really think about all the moves that we make, and we want to make sure that we're making the right decision that's going to create that guest experience and also the company experience that we want people to see. And, you know, obviously we don't want anybody having to wait for a long time to pick up keys. We're certainly not, you know, we don't want that to happen, but we've made steps over the years to kind of get the best of both worlds there. That, this going back probably 5 or 6 years ago, we started a pre-register process where guests tell us ahead of time how many parking passes, pool bands, keys they need, everything like that. And when they come to check in, it's very quick. They walk in, walk out, get their envelope. Last year, because of COVID, we reinvented this process, that it looks like a drive-through. It looks like a Chick-fil-A on the bottom of our office on Saturdays. And we just had a news reporter come up here this past Saturday to do some coverage on it. And he said, he was like, this is just, to be able to watch that is unbelievable. I mean, people are, they're driving through, they're smiling, and they're, you know, they put their hand out the window, we check their ID and we give them their packet and they're on their way. And it's unbelievable, but it's, we get the best reviews. That's the thing that I see the most in our reviews, from the flip to process, of people noting about the experiences that they say they absolutely love the check-in process. They love seeing people here. They like being able to ask a quick question if they want to, but they just love how efficient it is. And I think we, you know, kind of kill two birds with get both effects on it, right? So that we get them quickly to their condo, but we also get to have that touch point with them so that they do remember Condo World, and we're not just the same as any other rental company that just sent them right to the unit.
Yeah, 100%. I was gonna say, and I'm guilty of this, because I'm always kind of coming from the hotel world, I'm always dogging on how long it takes to check in at a hotel or whatever, having to wait in line for the front desk to make your key. But, you know, I think, you know, if you could do it efficiently like that, that makes it really fun. And it kind of goes into the experience part. So, like you said, you're killing two birds with one stone. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now to the part two question, for a branding package, I guess like creating this kit to create the look and the feel and the whole tone of the company. What's your starting point? How do you even start? Do you start with a logo? Do you start with text? What's your like go-to?
Oh boy. It's been a long time since we rebranded Condo World. So I'm not sure, but I'm trying to remember how we actually did that whole process back then. I mean, really, I think, you know, it starts with you have to have a clear understanding of what the message is that you're trying to communicate with this brand. And what is that look and feel that you're going for? Is it more casual, beachy, fun, or is it professional? Is it luxury? Is it corporate? Figure out what those motives are of, what you want that design to say about you. And then you've got to start at the basics. I mean, you start with the logo, but then a lot of times whenever we're doing any kind of project similar to this, I'll have our designer do mock-ups of, how is that going to look on the website? How is it going to look on a hat, on a Yeti cup? I mean, we want to see different variations of what that's actually going to play out. There's a lot of different things you have to consider too. I mean, you need Airbnb or VRBO profile, you have to have a small little square logo, right? So like you want to think about how is this logo going to look if I have to have a smaller condensed version of it, for your fav icon and in a browser or things like that. So there's a lot of little nuanced things like that to consider. But really, I think, the first step is just really honing in on what the personality of your brand is and what emotions you're trying to convey with what this look and feel is going to, transpire to.
For sure. No, I totally agree. It's all about the message across that you're trying to get. So I think that's a really good starting point.
Hey, accommodation providers and vacation rental managers. Is it time to start monetizing the memorable experiences that your guests are enjoying when they're not in their room or on your property? Well, if the answer is yes, and it should be, I want to tell you about our friends at TripShock, an online marketplace for tours, activities, and attractions in over 50 top vacation destinations across the country, including popular spots like Destin, Panama City Beach, Myrtle Beach, Gulf Shores, and many more. They've helped millions of customers in their 12 years of operations and also partnered with hundreds of businesses like yours through their affiliate program, including today's guests. So as a TripShock affiliate, you can provide your guests with a seamless way to reserve local activities while staying with you and get paid each time they do. It's free to join, incredibly easy to use, and there are no complicated or expensive integrations, contracts, or activity credit fees. When you make your brand a part of the entire vacation experience, it's a value add for you and for your guests. So head over to partners.tripshock.com/slick to learn more and become an affiliate and get started today.
For me, so you kind of earlier touched on technology. So do you want to share a little bit of what you guys have been developing on your side and kind of even touch maybe even more on this hybrid model of your guys's, I guess operations have been going on. And so I'm kind of curious to like dive into that. What does that look like? What made the pivot? What are your findings from that? Did it happen pre-COVID, post-COVID?
All that yeah. So we started this side of the business. It launched in July of 2014. And how this originated was, actually, let me back up a little bit. So when I first was hired, one of the things that Roy wanted us to accomplish was, this is right when HomeAway started coming on the scene, Vrbo was coming on the scene, and there was a lot of worry amongst our local competition and nationwide that these websites were going to be a major hindrance to the professionally managed industry and that we were going to lose homeowners in just a mass exodus that thought that now they could do it on their own. And while, yes, I think everybody lost some homeowners when this first came on, a lot of them either came back because they realized it's a very complicated business and a lot more than they thought. It takes a lot more to handle operationally than you can do if you're living in Ohio and your unit is a couple thousand miles away. But that never really ended up being a major problem for us back then, but the premise was still important. And I think it still certainly rings true now because we're seeing another influx of new buyers into the market that are purchasing vacation rentals. And they're thinking the same things that, I can just put this on, Vrbo or Airbnb and I'll make X amount of money. But what they don't realize is, there's so much more that goes into it. But so we started out with a website and a program that I was going to be out selling, which basically was going to get other vacation rental companies on board, that it was a website that was only going to market and book professionally managed rentals. And that was received very well. I mean, people definitely understood where we were coming from on that and, you know, understood that this was something we want to make very clear to the vacationing public that there's a reason that you rent from a professional company. I mean, there's the consistency and the trust and the experience are, you can count on that versus what directly from an owner. And still to this day, you don't know what you're going to end up with. So that was kind of the premise for where we've gone with a lot of these things. And it's changed since then, but it's still similar. So that was a program we worked on it for, I'd say probably about 2 years, but this is also back when a lot of software changes were going on. And at this point, you know, companies were just, a lot of them were just getting into online booking. This is 2009 or so. And we wanted to have this model as a pay-per-click model. We felt that was probably the easiest way to set it up. But, you know, at this point, people were now starting to look at, okay, I want to know if it's actually converting into a booking. And, at, you know, in 2009, we were not sophisticated enough to be able to report that back to them. And they couldn't report it back to us because, you know, this is, I feel like we're talking about the dark ages. It wasn't that long ago, but it's still, there's the tracking is not nearly what it is, if, you know, nowadays. So we kind of backed off on that project for a little bit. But then 2014, you know, really started getting back into how do we take the Condo World brand? How do we leverage what we've built? And, you know, as our technology continued to, you know, to, you know, just build and get more robust, how do we take that and offer it to other partners and still keep the same premise of running professionally managed inventory, you know, for other resorts and rental companies, not working directly with owners besides our own. We still, obviously we if you're on our managed rental program, obviously that's different. But if we were going to go down to Destin, for example, we're not going to go get individual owners to be on our program. So we first branched out into Myrtle Beach, which is, we're in North Myrtle. Myrtle Beach is just, you know, 20 minutes south of here. But at the time, the boardwalk had just been built in Myrtle Beach, and there was a ton of demand for people that wanted to stay downtown near the boardwalk. They wanted to stay less than 7 nights, which our market still in North Myrtle Beach, in most cases, is still Saturday to Saturday in the summertime. And, you know, as we kept building our brand and we had so many more people coming into it and eyes on it, we got so many of these inquiries and we couldn't fulfill the wide majority of them. So we reached out to a couple of different groups in the Myrtle Beach area and said, you know, this is the situation. We want to be able to, you know, funnel these leads to you. Let's build a partnership. And we did that. And we did it probably about a year, I'd say, just in Myrtle Beach. And it worked out so well that we said, let's take that same model and find other rental companies, resorts in some other destinations where, you know, we know that our guests have interest in visiting or have asked us, you know, when are you going to get something in Orlando or Panama City? So that's kind of what we've done over the last few years is just continue to build out those partnerships. And we're still in the infancy of that, to be honest. I mean, there's still so much more that we can do with it. I won't say that it has been 100% easy. It has absolutely not been 100% easy. The software side of things has made it very complex. Mm-hmm. You know, with everybody switching in the last year or so, with V12 being sunsetted, V12 was one of our main integrations that we were using to, you know, get partner inventory outside of this area. Everybody has moved. A lot of people have moved to either Track or Streamline, Escapia. We built out an integration to Track, and we're considering others now at this point too, because ultimately we need to have as many inroads as possible to be able to work with, you know, the right kinds of companies. But it's tough chasing the software side of it. It really has been a challenge. But
well, it for me, I kind of want to go back to when you guys first reached out to companies in Myrtle Beach. What made the partnership so successful? Because in my head originally, I would, you know how competitive it can be sometimes in your local market. So what made that competition or that competitive edge of everything kind of go away and say this is more beneficial for us? Like, how did that work? What made that so successful that you guys were able to take it outside of that destination?
Yeah, that's a great question, and definitely one of the challenges we faced at that point, I'd say. I mean, we were well known in our area, but still, you know, not super well known, I'd say. I mean, we really just kind of started to rise and have that, you know, widespread, you know, visibility really within the last few years. But this is definitely a market that really fosters collaboration. There a lot of the companies here work side by side on initiatives with our chamber and CVB and DMO. And it's great to be in a market that's like that. And I can't say that all the other ones that we've been to really give me that feeling. Yeah. So I think it's something that we're very blessed to have here. But, and I think where we come in on that is that we're really good at looking at things and finding opportunities to say, okay, we see the connection between two different things that we might be able to be the solution to make something happen. And so really how, we built the relationships in Myrtle Beach with a resort group that we had worked with in the past in the golf business. And, they knew of us. There was some trust there, but I think they were still a little bit unsure of where we were going with it. But they, took the chance to move forward with us. And, looking back now, I think they're very happy with how it's worked out. I mean, we do millions of dollars in business for them each year and for our other partners in the Myrtle Beach area as well. So, I mean, it's grown. I mean, we'll probably be approximately $8 million in bookings for our Myrtle Beach partners alone this year. So, I mean, it started the first year. I think we booked maybe a couple hundred thousand. So it's grown significantly in that time. But, like I said, we've leveraged our brand against Vrbo and Airbnb, and we work with both of those channels, but we've kind of grown up alongside them in the last few years because we have so much inventory on our site. And being able to leverage both destinations, Myrtle and North Myrtle together, which from an advertising standpoint, a lot of people, if they want to stay in North Myrtle, they might Google Myrtle and vice versa. So when you have inventory that can fulfill both sides, it makes, the advertising spend a lot more, cost efficient.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think about it from a marketing perspective. So you're probably just loving that whole marketing pie that you get right there. So that's really cool. Now I want to touch on connectivity because I think we've talked on the show before, whether this one or on Good Morning Hospitality, but the connectivity piece, this is going to be not a big trend, but a big shift for the whole industry. Where I think a lot of companies like Condo World or even other ones around the world in other countries have built their own tech, right? And then now we're all seeing that, okay, we've built this thing. It's really great for us. But then in order to grow it and utilize like what you guys have kind of been saying is that, for others to, get the perks of what we've built and kind of have maybe a ride on that success of this technology is that we have to connect. And that's not the easiest part. And so do you have what's your role been like on this whole software connectivity piece? Because I know it's just like you said, it's not an easy task. So what's going on with that with you guys? I know you said track, but what does that look like for Condo World?
Yeah, so a lot of different things. I think, over the years, our strategy might evolve, but our identity remains unchanged, right? So, I mean, we know we're good at making those connections, and we know that we're good at connecting the dots of, being able to find opportunities where we can help in a way that somebody else might not be able to help. I think being in the position that we're in as a property manager makes our understanding of things just inherently more valuable in a way, to be honest, because the products that we build are products that we also use. So perfect example, a lot of our, well, basically actually all of our Myrtle Beach partners use a software that does not connect automatically to Vrbo or Airbnb. And there's a lot of manual work that they have to go through to get their rates and availability on those channels. And so we said last year, after this is now many years having a great relationship working with them, we said, we've been connected to Vrbo for the past 7 years for our managed inventory. Like if we can just connect with your software, we can build that for you. And I think there was kind of a, we'll give you that opportunity. Let's see if you can actually do it. But we've done it and it's working phenomenally well. So I think we're really good at just kind of, finding those opportunities where we're going to be able to give something that is perhaps not out there, you know, from some of these other providers. And, you know, we take client success, homeowner success, partner success very seriously. And I think there's something to be said too, when, you know, you're working with somebody that you know, right? I mean, this is, we're not across the country, and you don't have to do a support ticket to get in touch with me or our CTO. I mean, this is, you know, we've built all these different things through close relationships that then, you know, now we can be able to scale and bring to other markets, but we're building them the right way, you know, in close communication to make sure that what we're building is going to be of value to them. So that's been a big thing for us right now. And it's, you know, kind of like a hybrid channel, a channel manager, I guess you could say. We're a hybrid, a lot of different things, but it's definitely been interesting. It's been a very rewarding journey for us, because I think when you can solve someone's challenges, like these challenges we've heard them have for so many years of, you know, manual distribution, it's a wonderful thing to, for them and for us to actually see things be working in an automated fashion. But, so at this point now we're continuing on that journey. There's actually, believe it or not, there's a lot of, oceanfront condo inventory that uses similar software that is more hotel based, and does not connect to those channels. So that's one of the opportunities we're looking at, is saying, okay, we know, we very much understand the Vrbo, API we're building to Airbnbs right now. How can we take this and find some more partners or softwares that could benefit from having us in their back pocket?
It definitely, like hearing your whole story from how you got into Condo World all the way to now, it just sounds like you guys are always finding these gaps that you're able to fill. And it's super cool to see how you're like not pushing away from those. Like, oh, we're not a software company. We're a management company. We do condos. Leave us alone. It's not like, no, how can we help and how can we fill this spot? Because if you're going through it, we're probably going through it too. And I think that's really powerful. Like it shows the difference in not just like hotels and vacation rentals, but just in the difference of our industry, because it's not like at the end of the day, yeah, Star Reports and all these other, you know, competitive quote unquote, you know, things that we do in the industry with our local markets or not, at the end of the day, it's very collaborative. And just being able to say, hey, I'm going to fill in this gap where you aren't able to fill in. And at the end of the day, it's very, I guess, like B2B is very deep in our industry. That's all I can say. So it's cool.
Yeah. And it is, it's interesting being in a business where we are B2B and B2C.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, that is a challenge for me as you know, leading marketing, that to go from writing B2B content to B2C content, it's, you got to plan it for different days of the week. Yeah. it's using different sides of the brain. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, but I like it because one, I think that keeps, you know, everything stays very fresh. You don't, definitely don't get bored on that side. And I really like the B2B side. I think that's kind of my sweet spot, even though, you know, really what I've done is B2C for the longest part of my career, but I really like the B2B side. And, you know, there's all of our tech, literally almost all of it has been built in-house. We have our own proprietary property management system, our own booking engine, our own tee time booking engine. Golf is very big in our area here. And now these connections we've built out to the different channels. So we've got a lot of different things. And I think one of the big differences between how we've grown versus, you know, some of these other companies, I mean, we could have made the decision, you know, a few years ago to say, okay, we want to go out and just get funding and we want to grow this very quickly, but that's not our company to do that. And I'm glad that we did not decide to do that. I mean, it's taken us longer to grow into how we've wanted to, but I think we've done it really smart and strategically that, you know, we kind of test the waters with some different projects and different offerings. And if it's going to work, then we're going to dedicate resources to it. But we don't need to lose control of the entire company that's been built up as a family business for 36 years, you know, just so that we can, you know, take some of these products and get them to market faster. I think we're kind of doing the old school way, but it seems like it's the right way for us, at least.
No, that's all you need to say, because at the end of the day, it's your guys' business. And I think that whole sentimental value of the family business, like you're holding on to that, and that's good. Like, I think that's what keeps, that's part of the brand, right? It's gotta be part of the brand.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I think it's awesome. Well, Alex, my next question before we finally wrap this episode up is, what's next? What do you guys, you know, what's the next move in the condo world?
Well, I mean, I think really right now we're pretty enthused by the success that we've had in, you know, building out that connection for Vrbo and Airbnb, and we've got some other vacation rental based channels, and obviously Condo World is one of them too. So if, you know, these properties that are working with us on that, you know, you kind of get the trifecta for our area, Vrbo, Airbnb, Condo World. And now, you know, looking to branch that out, how can we find other partners that are that oceanfront condo resort style inventory that have challenges with vacation rental distribution? And there's a lot of them out there. One of the organizations that I've been part of for the last few years that has been wonderful in terms of our networking is OPMA, it's OPMA, which is the On-Site Property Managers Association. We've been on a bit of a hiatus because of COVID, but I'm hoping that in 2022, those events will be back. But that's a great group of properties that are, you know, that same kind of model, that they are vacation rentals, but they are kind of run more like hotels with on-site F&B and, you know, things of that nature. But really trying to just get back into that scene and find out how we can take what we've built and bring it to more partners like that. But in the meantime, you know, still keeping the engine running, which the main engine is still, you know, our North Myrtle Beach managed inventory, that without that, we would not be able to do these other projects. So it's important to keep our eye on both sides of it. But really just, you know, getting through this year. This year has been a challenge. It's been great. I mean, we've never been near 100% full for 3 months straight. That's a new thing. And I think for everybody this summer, but you know, how we take this forward next year, obviously there's going to be more challenges as there's, you know, more opportunities for people to start traveling like they used to go international and cruise and things like that. But how do we continue to stay top of mind to get people to come back here? And really, that's not just a Condo World thing. That is our whole destination. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that our area has a really great sense of collaboration. And I think right now that's what all of us are focused on is we're building the Myrtle Beach brand. We just rebranded the destination earlier this year and launched that. And that's kind of just now starting to roll out. So as we work together on that, you know, it's all of us companies that are part of it, but then also, you know, elevating the area so that we, you know, remain the top of mind destination for a beach vacation.
It's definitely a balancing act. It sounds like, you know, keeping the engine running while moving forward with all this stuff. And then, yeah, it's crazy to see all the back end of what it really takes to be in this space, especially at your guys' size. So it's really cool to hear your story. Now, Alex, my real last final question is, where can everyone find you if they want to learn more about Condo World, or if they want to get in touch with you, anything like that? Where does it always go?
LinkedIn is always good. Alex, my last name is Husner, Husner. Or you can email me alex@condo-world.com. And our website, condo-world.com, you can go on there, but, Facebook, I'm on there as well. That's probably the easiest, any of those options is going to be the easiest way to get in touch with me, but, would love to talk to anybody about marketing or branding or distribution or any of the challenges that we all have going on. I think, you know, one of the great things about vacation rental industry in particular is that this, you know, there's a lot of idea sharing. There's a lot of communication. There's, you know, there's a lot of different podcasts. There's a lot of different opportunities, a lot of conferences coming up this fall, which is going to be great to see everybody again. But, you know, that sense of collaboration among all of us is so helpful. And I think our industry is very strong because of, you know, how much information is out there and how willing people are to help each other. And we certainly feel that way.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you heard it, Slick Talkers. Check out everything in the show notes and make sure you do not miss anything Alex has shared on the episode, because it's been pure gold. So, Alex, I want to say thank you so much for being on the podcast today, and we'll talk again very soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Will. I appreciate it, and best of luck. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Awesome. Well, you heard it, Slick Talkers. Tune in again next week, and you'll hear more great things just like what you heard today.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
As I've been growing my business and finding new ways to add to my property portfolio, I have to think about how I can anticipate the homeowner's needs, just like I do for my guests. One of the things owners always ask is, how is my property going to be protected? What happens if something gets damaged or worse? These are valid questions and concerns, and I have an opportunity to address these concerns before they even get mentioned, all thanks to having Safely as part of my toolkit. I can ensure all stakeholders are covered during a guest stay and use this information as a way to grow my business by ensuring my property owners know they can trust that I have them covered. If you're a professional property manager, then you need to get Safely in your tool belt so you can focus on operating and growing your business. Thanks for listening to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. Now, back to an episode. What's up, everybody? If you've gotten this far into the episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast, then you are amazing, and thank you so much for tuning in. We want to send you two places really quickly. If you can, check out the show notes and click the hospitality.fm link. Check out all of our other shows on the podcast network. And don't forget, if you have someone that you want to hear on the podcast, then fill out the guest fill out form so that way we can get them on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy another episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast.